Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I am so wound up this morning, this afternoon, depending on what time zone you're listening to us in, this evening. This morning, getting ready to come in to the InfoWars Media Center, I sat there in a chair for about 15 minutes just staring at the wall, something I rarely do, trying to come up with words, descriptions, to describe how incredibly fast the tyranny is metastasizing. Just yesterday, we talked about the new Homeland Security, cybersecurity legislation that all the major watchdog groups admit is the complete end of freedom on the web, the end of the Fourth Amendment, total Pentagon takeover of all telecommunications infrastructure. The CIA director publicly a month ago saying, yeah, we listen and watch everything you do. Get used to it. Government inoculating children in states across the union without parental consent, giving children abortions without parental consent, all of it lawless and illegal. And now taking children from parents when they don't get vaccines. No law, absolute kidnapping. We do have a totally illegitimate criminal government. And lately, I have been going to different churches in Austin, trying them out, and also randomly going and looking at the sermons that Methodist, Baptist, interdenominational, Catholic, you name it, churches are giving. And I found that in the last 2 weeks, all over the country, they've been having clergy response team speeches. That, of course, is FEMA's secret program now declassified a few years ago to get most of the clergy in the country to spy on their flock and to basically become government agents. My wife went to a church to try it out this weekend with the children. I told her I just can't handle being around people right now. I need some time, just a few hours where I'm not being looked at. I said, I'm going to stay home and work on stuff, exercise, but also pray. I've been doing a lot more praying lately, I'll tell you. There are no atheists in foxholes. Or maybe they are, just I don't know them. And she gets home, and I said, how was the sermon? And she said it was cop worship. And again, it's not that some police aren't really good men and women and don't lay their lives down and don't have tough jobs, but it's the system programming what preachers say, the federal government, and getting everybody ready to do whatever the police say under martial law. That's the whole point, is that it's a synthetic, artificial, hollow thing as well, because they don't care about the military and the police. In fact, the system hates them and treats them like trash. You know, when illegal aliens, drug smugglers with U.S. Justice Department furnished guns kill a cop, they don't have a parade, anything. It's kept real quiet. The family's paid off. But a cop gets killed by somebody on psychotropic drugs in Austin, you'd think the world had come to the end. And now I've talked to people that didn't know. I actually have a mutual friend that knew this police officer and said, well, one reason was he was a really nice guy. Everybody liked him. So I understand that. The point is that the system uses it. Why are they selling us on worshiping the government and the police and the military? That's what fascist states do. In the Americana system, you've never had the military off-duty encouraged to be out in their uniforms. Because our military and our government and our citizens knew, oh, that's what you see in third world countries. But now it's everywhere to get us ready to live in a military state. Military is a very dangerous thing. I'm going to break down some of the biggest news ever on the other side. Stay with us.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are broadcasting worldwide in defense of liberty. I am your host, Alex Jones. This is an emergency global transmission attempting to reach fellow humans worldwide and understand a scientific dictatorship being carried out by six global private megabanks is waging war against the free market society, private property, the family, in a scientifically prepared, planned, and public program for a New World Order, eugenics, Agenda 21 takeover. We are in the process of being completely conquered. We're already geographically conquered. We're already conquered through the private Federal Reserve and its collection agency, the IRS, financially. But now they're going after our bodies, our minds with the chemicals, biologicals, the chemtrails, the weather manipulation. We have a group of control freaks, psychos, whose megalomania, thanks to technology, is now being manifest. Nero thought he was God, but he wasn't God, and he didn't have nuclear weapons. Caligula thought he was God, the Roman emperor. Aztec kings thought they were God. Now, the elite do have what you could call godlike power through the nuclear weapons, the fission weapons, the tectonic weapons, the biological weapons. For all intents and purposes, not like God with a big G, but God little g, like the Greek gods, to devastate this planet and devastate humanity. They've had a covert attack profile creeping around, poisoning the food, the water, the medicines, the Trojan horse vaccine program. They have tested their soft kill up to a point where they're just devastating the population in mass, just mass death, disease, neurological disorders, cancer, autism, everything off the charts. Toys, Barbie, cancer Barbie, who's had her hair fall out. Oh, let's be sweet to the kids and, you know, give them a Barbie because they've got cancer. The point is, why are they all getting cancer? Why is everybody getting breast cancer? Not let's get a cure for it. Why is it exploding? To, again, normalize it. That way they can control the movement on breast cancer and pediatric cancer and brain cancer and lung cancer. You know, lung cancer's up in non-smokers. It's directly linked to cancer viruses in, what, four major vaccines still being given. You're like, Alex, you open every show with this because that's the big issue. Whether you're military, police, or bureaucrats that serve this system, you were not given the memo that Angela Merkel was not to take the vaccines. Oh, those memos did come out 3 years ago. The U.S. governing elite, the British governing elite, the Chinese, the Japanese, the European Union elite, none of them will take the vaccines. The memos are public not to take them. I've shown you stacks of news reports. I just got chills. Where the Chinese elite have secret farms producing only non-GMO with genetic testing being done on the spot to make sure cross-pollination hasn't happened. Why do you think that's going on? Because they've implemented eugenics operations in China as part of a deal with the globalists to move the New World Order to China that they signed in the mid-1970s if they would carry out the eugenics model. Their elite did join with the New World Order. Got chills again. All of the elite with their own private gardens and food, special water filtration systems, special filtration systems on their houses and now automobiles, aircraft flying around behind them when they jet set with the chefs and the food grown at their facilities. Why is that? Well, the memos that the German government got leaked that the entire upper government class does not take vaccines and is offered, quote, translated from German into English, clean vaccines if they want them. That's London Guardian, Der Spiegel. Look it up. They give you the message again. If you're a servant of this system and have decided to join with the tyranny, you're conscious of its evil, you know it's real, but as a coward or as someone who's selfish and only wants to continue having fun today, and strutting around like a peacock today and partying today and having the petty power of the system today. You are being killed right now. The things we're going to see in the near future, people are like, what are we going to see? Government-run healthcare, TSA sticking their hands down our pants, forced inoculations. Remember, I told you all that was coming, and now it's here, and it's like, so what? When's it going to get bad, Alex? It's only going to get worse because you can't recognize what's bad. I mean, when I sit there, I sat there for like 10, 15 minutes just staring at the wall today, trying to think of all the things they're doing and how they all tie together. And it was like trying to look at grains of sand at the beach and describe each one of them. You ever picked up grains of sand and put them under a microscope? They're beautiful. Some are orange, some are red, some are blue, some are green, most are white, depending on the beach you go to. They look like diamonds. But it's the opposite. You zoom in on the New World Order and it gets uglier and more complex the closer you get in on it. It is a wavelength, a spectrum of corruption and evil and enslavement and degradation and humiliation and pain. It is trampling and being trampled upon by the priest of power, the cult of power, who only care about ugliness and black uniforms and trudgeons and pain and starving children. That is beautiful to them. That is what is beautiful to us, Winston, O'Brien says, as he tortures Winston Smith, who was an archetype of George Orwell, a.k.a. Eric Blair, who'd worked in propaganda for MI6 at the BBC. When good men do nothing, when good men and women stand down and decide that the whole world is just like a carnival and that you're a spectator and you just go through the world and react to what is fed to you, when you do that, you automatically allow the very worst elements to take control of the culture. And these globalists hate humanity and enjoy ugliness and pain and raw power. They love raw power so much, they have taken their sweet, cold time, taking over the system while profiting at the same time, and now they prepare to have their absolute, total world government system. I'm going to describe to you right now what the cashless society control grid system is going to be like. We're already into it. I told you 15 years ago, I told you 10 years ago, I told you 5 years ago. I've issued messages to the future for people down the road, and now people are already going back to messages from 15 years ago, 5 years ago, and freaking out, going, look at this message. That's now what happened. How does Alex Jones know this? Because I study the enemy. And every time I even think about the enemy, I get chills. Not chills of fear, chills of, ooh, 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 you know, like, ooh, in a spook house. You're around the woods at night, feel like something brushes up against you. Get those chills. Ooh, danger, Will Robinson. Ooh, bad, bad. And my instinct isn't run. My instinct is warn people. My instinct is, good men, let's rally. Let's defeat this. Gives me the willies. That's really the best description of it. I have the willies right now. And it's not the willies you get when you're crazy and in college and you drive out 10 miles out into the ocean at night when it's super smooth and there's fish swimming around your boat and you just jump in and, you know, swim out a few hundred yards. Because if you're conscious and analyze the fear, statistically, it's a very low chance that a barracuda or a shark's going to bite you. Let's be conservative, 1 out of 10 million. Look it up. I mean, I think you've got like a 1 out of 15 million last time I checked and change being even bitten by a shark in a year. Look it up yourself. The numbers vary. There's like 4 or 5 shark fatalities a year. My point is, you got the willies. I mean, I remember doing stuff like that, and most of my buddies wouldn't jump off the boat. And they're like, quit showing off. And I'm like, it's crystal clear out here. Look, there's plankton shining in the water. It's magic. Get in. And then one time we had girls with us. They pulled their clothes off and jumped in. They knew it was fun. The point is that those are irrational fears. I don't have the willies, unless there's jellyfish out there. That's a real threat, of jumping into black water 10 miles off the coast at midnight. But my instincts, my intellect, everything, when I look at the New World Order, it is desperate sorrow that people don't know how serious it is, how giant, how hardcore, how massive. It doesn't come to steal and rob. It steals and robs to impoverish you, to make you weak, so it can enslave you, use you up, and ultimately get away with killing you. This whole global spectrum world government pinnacle system is chains to chain down humanity. An iron curtain of night and of total tyranny is descending upon every nation on earth right now. The globalists have taken over. The New World Order goes into countries and wrecks the infrastructure and never rebuilds it, and brings poverty and mass death. That is its fruits. And if you think the New World Order won't and doesn't plan to do that here, you got nothing coming. They hate America more than any other place in the world, but they at the same time use America to carry out their evil. They destroy those without while destroying the system within, while transferring their new command base to China. We'll be right back. I will give you the huge news of the IRS coup.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25.
But I am still alive.
I am still alive.
The adventurer, the patriot, the honorable.
I was a sailor.
Our ancestors lived through all of you out there. The question is, what will you do in this great time of challenge? What are you made of? Do the globalist tricks and the different layers of confusion they project, do you get caught in their false reality, or do you understand the manipulation? Because once you understand it, you laugh at yourself at how obvious it was. I've got all this world news. We have a big guest coming up, several big guests. But I want to just first, calmly, talk about something I've been talking about for a week. But upon stumbling across a rebroadcast of last Thursday's show on YouTube, I didn't give it the gravitas it needed. I didn't give people the full spectrum breakdown that is so essential. I mean, in and of itself, it's horrible. And another signpost on the road to absolute enslavement and all that that word enslavement means. But then there's the media response and how they report on it like it's no big deal. There's that whole story. And then there's how it ties into everything else. And I sat there on the phone with Paul Watson this morning, who's doing a story on it, and who's listening right now to get some of my points to add to his research. And that's what I stood there, basically staring at the wall, you know, thinking about all the hundreds of different points that come up when I think about this. And the historical ramifications. And of course, I'm speaking about the IRS coup over our republic. And that's what it is. The Federal Reserve began its coup d'etat over the financial system and its infiltration and slow takeover. Because if you had a foreign army come in and declare a coup, Americans would resist it. But infiltration by stealth, that's how we were attacked and that's how we were taken over. And now they're just mopping up free speech, the right to assemble, private property rights, things like that. That's being mopped up right now. And so I was rereading these articles last night and this morning. Here's Forbes from April 7th, a week ago or more. Forget travel if you owe the IRS. Here's another one. Owe the IRS, you're not going anywhere. Fox News. Okay? Then I've got some more articles going over that. And the way this Robert W. Wood just calmly talks about, well, they've had some similar things, you know, where you got to pay your child support or they take your paycheck, or to get a hunting license if you got any problems, you can't get a hunting license. It's a privilege. So it's just like, oh, it's just something new. It's no big deal. Not even Nazi Germany and Soviet Russia, the worst despotisms, didn't take passports for unpaid taxes. They took them from people as part of a process. They learned that if you just came and arrested people to take them away to a slave labor camp, they'd resist. But if you first took their passport, only arrested their neighbors, came back a month later and said, now go live in this slum, this ghetto, and then a year later come get you and take you away. The process. And the globalists have written psychological warfare manuals that are public on this. They create a process. And so they're just, you just won't be able to leave the country. Of course, I've read deeper into what they've called for. I've told you this is coming for years. Now it's here. You're not going to be able to buy or sell. This is not the Bible saying it's the Federal Reserve that runs our country and its collection agency, the IRS. You're not going to be able to have a job, go in a national park, go in a federal building. That's why they're now setting up TSA checkpoints outside Social Security buildings and others. And they're saying if your card isn't up to date, you're just homeless. Extrajudicial, no courts, no due process, just like over 2 million people are on no-fly list. Don't know how you got on, don't know how you get off. It's the national security state run by mafia criminals who are involved in every abominable crime you can imagine publicly. People like Corzine saying you're going to give all your money to the foreign banks that run your country through austerity and to Warren Buffett, or you're not going to have a job. And next we're going to come arrest you and put you in a forced labor camp. Stay there. I'm going to break it down how they're going to do it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, let me break down what capital controls and martial law mean in America and what it signifies to have the fact that the Senate has passed. It's moving quickly through the House. It is expected to pass. And there is no opposition on talk radio or in print that I have seen in a week of research. This legislation has been introduced for months, and I wasn't even aware of it until it passed out of committee in the Senate and now passed the General Senate. I wasn't aware of it. Someone who is a complete news junkie. Just like Obama signed an executive order to seize control of natural gas and try to keep us from using it as an energy source, listing it as some type of threat and trying to take state regulation power away, like the Texas Railroad Commission has over natural gas. I'd actually talked to some mid-level executives. They said these rumblings were coming 2 years ago. While everybody was diverted with the hooker scandal down in South America with Obama and the Secret Service, he snuck another weekend executive order in on us. Just like the National Defense Authorization Act, the torture, the new wars, all of it. Now, continuing here, the public plan by the big corporations and all their press releases and governments is to standardize all electronics, including inexpensive clock radios, systems in refrigerators, light bulbs, everything, to have tech embedded in it that allows it to be remote controlled by government smart meters. This is all on record. MIT said it was the plan 12, 13 years ago. I first read about it. People are like, yeah, right. Our light bulbs and toasters are going to be watching us. Then you saw Forbes and Reuters and Wired Magazine a month ago say, yes, all new appliances spy on you. But it's not just a smart meter on your house or in the neighborhood wirelessly accessing it. On record, all of the post office vehicles are now going to have these snooper hubs installed. That's Associated Press last year. All of them. That's the plan. And data over power line, the new chips are coming out that you pay for when you buy the refrigerator, the toaster, the microwave oven, the refrigerator, the dishwasher, the computer, the smartphone, the iPad. All of them have back doors, remote access, even when they're turned off, under federal regulations, which they call law. Okay? And Petraeus just says, hey, get used to it. The Fourth Amendment isn't seen as it was in the past. He didn't say we're going to ignore it. He just said the Fourth Amendment allows this. Oh, yeah, without a warrant coming into your house. And again, gathering data on everyone. And you're like, well, I have nothing to hide. Do you have something to hide from serial killers? You have something? I mean, why do you lock your doors then if you have nothing to hide? Because there's bad people out there. Government's the number one killer. Democide. Look it up. You're always taught to be scared of your neighbor. You're always taught to be scared of anybody but government, when government, as our founders stated, is the number one threat. So here's our top news today. The IRS has stated, the collection agency for the private Federal Reserve that we pay our taxes to, as Ronald Reagan's own commission showed, not 1 cent goes around the country. It's all interest on the debt. The debt to print a dollar, which is really a Federal Reserve note, debt is created, paid to the private banks. We didn't have this till 1913. They hadn't completely phased it in until the 70s. They didn't even really have the income tax enforced till the 50s. United States of America. It says that on this $5 Lincoln greenback reissued by Kennedy, but at the top it says United States note, not Federal Reserve note. That is the difference. United States note, but look at the money in your wallet. It's a Federal Reserve note. The IRS was set up at the exact same time to fund this scam. And that's why Warren Buffett is out saying raise taxes on the rich, because he has helped himself write the loopholes where he is exempt. Then he uses the fact he's exempt to say raise it on people over $250,000 a year so that he'll get that money out of the Treasury and banker bailouts, and they even admit that. I covered that yesterday on the Sunday show. Hal Buffett rule would still be escaped by highest earning households. And the Washington Post admits it. Here's London Independent headline. Goldman Sachs conquers Europe. Raising taxes, bankrupting everybody except the elites to transfer the money to them because the government traders signed on to the fiat derivative debts created by Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, and others. And again, I keep repeating that because that's the giant elephant in the room. That's the huge hoax. And then this smirking Warren Buffett trying to act non-threatening in every photo I see with an ice cream. Oh, it's the nice old man with an ice cream. Folks, evil doesn't look like Jeffrey Dahmer or Freddy Krueger or Jason from Friday the 13th or the killer from Halloween or the monsters from the movie Alien. Evil looks like little old men in suits who know to look non-threatening and go, I'm a nice old man, raise my taxes, when he knows full well he helped get rid of Glass-Steagall and he was the biggest beneficiary of the bailout money. Here that is out of McClatchy. Buffett, champion of bailout, is also leading beneficiary. And I know I keep hammering on this before I get to the IRS, because people say, well, the IRS is a little out of control, but you got to pay your share. You know, we've always had taxes. Death and taxes, all this talk. Yeah, we've always had tariffs and trade and sales taxes and things. We didn't always have property taxes. That's feudal serf tax. You don't own your land. We didn't have one until the 50s in this country. You used to really own your property. You don't own your land. You rent it. You pay government rent. And they'll take it if you don't. And you pay with that and lose your property rights to pay for the government Fed-run brainwashing centers, the public indoctrination prison centers. The churches until the 50s weren't 501c3 charities. They knew they were under the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Government has no jurisdiction in it until they trick you to sign into the jurisdiction. And now you go to pretty much any church there is. Go to the Methodist Church. First Methodist of Austin. Bill and Melinda Gates are going to save you. Open the borders. Heather has two mommies. Go to a Baptist church. Worship the police state. Do whatever government tells you. I've read the stuff that's at Catholic churches online. Turn your firearms in. They're of the devil. Open the borders up. It's illegal to have borders. World government's good. These are government spokesmen, even though they may love God and not be evil people. They're gullible chumps who think Romans 13, Hitler's favorite passage, is their world. And you should get it, Infowars.com, Pastor Chuck Baldwin's excellent book, Romans 13, written with his son who's a constitutional lawyer, and get it out to every one of these preachers and rebuke them. I mean, that's why my wife always wants me to go to church. If I'd have gone to church with her and heard that Baptist preacher go into this government worship, I'd have had to stand up right there. I mean, I cannot be around it. And maybe that is my calling every Sunday, to go into church and stand up. Notice that's why they always got the big bouncer. They call him an usher. It's all so devilish, I tell you. These people have no idea. Let me explain something to you, ladies and gentlemen. I know you know this, but we've got to get this information out to everybody. I'm going to shoot a special report that'll be on the nightly news tonight. I want everybody to get it and get it out to everybody, because we've got to call talk radio. We've got to call the newspapers. We've got to write letters to the editor. We've got to call Congress now, because this is incredible. Congress passed the NDAA saying the president could secretly arrest and disappear citizens. They've got other legislation pending that says for any reason they can strip your citizenship if the president or Defense Department says, and deport you as a natural-born citizen. See, nobody, even kangaroo court, Nazi courts, didn't say you weren't a German. They would just trump something up. This is saying you just disappear. And of course, it led to that later in Germany. But at first, they would have show trials. Everywhere, they want to just suspend due process and say you're guilty until we bury you 6 feet under. It's not guilty until proven innocent. It's supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. Then it's guilty until proven innocent. And now it's you're guilty, period, government's God, and we're buying giant armored tanks. Folks, search was up over the weekend. Homeland Security buys giant armored vehicles. And these things look like something out of the Running Man. I mean, these are armored vehicles that look like the tanks the Nazis built. I mean, they've got wheels that are like, you know, 10 feet tall. And they've got like foot-thick armor for the American people. They're buying hundreds of millions of rounds a month, digging in armored pillboxes that they drag behind these things. And again, it's not the government. It's foreign banks took over. Now, there's Paul Watson's article about Homeland Security buying up ammo supplies. Type in Homeland Security buys giant armored vehicles and tanks. This new one I saw Friday that Nemo posted was just absolutely gargantuan. And then I looked up, they're buying hundreds of them. I've talked to the troops at the bases and confirmed and then checked, and it's true. They're taking warrior fighting vehicles, Bradleys, and others, and deploying them in strategic locations all over the country. In fact, most counties now have regular army caches, not at the regular armory, but they've got caches at facilities. I wasn't worried about citizens running to those. They've got hidden caches of tanks, armored vehicles, flamethrowers, rocket launchers. There it is. Homeland Security unveils monstrous SWAT trucks. Look at this thing. That's bigger than the ones they've got in Iraq. The troops can't have those. All right, and that's not even the big one. I found one in there that was even bigger. It had even bigger wheels. It's the oldest story in human history where governments get taken over by criminals. They know the public's waking up, so they arm to the teeth and declare anybody who doesn't want to be a slave the enemy. I'm going to explain something. The public Agenda 21 plan is they're going to keep raising, even when housing prices went down where I live, they raised property taxes. They're going to bankrupt everybody who isn't on the inside track, just like all the other coal plants have to shut down, except those owned by globalists. And they're just, and Congress says, don't do it. And Obama says, I'm going to do it. Don't launch a war in Libya. I got UN authority. It's you get to a point in tyranny where they're not eating around the edges anymore, but where they do whatever they want, whenever they want. And they train you to be a complete prisoner. The preacher where my wife went to church said the way to do it is if you get pulled over, be thankful and put your keys on the dash and your hands up. I mean, literal prisoner training. That's what the TSA is. As if we're all criminals. And I always do that, and the officers thank me. Why don't you just put your hands out the window? And that's what our kids are trained for in the schools, being put on the school buses and taken to FEMA centers. And some cops listening go, well, that does make it safer. The point is, crooks run you. You may be the nicest guy in the world. Might be fun to go deer hunting with you. I bet it would be. I bet you'd be fun to sit around a table, drink beer, and eat a T-bone steak. But the point is, the government isn't the government anymore, okay? Now, I want to go to this clip, and we're going to come back with the IRS news. But domestic checkpoints, when the IRS, who has its own fake courts and who takes homes, houses without courts and who garnishes wages without courts and who just says what you owe them, and it's all written Byzantine so the elites are exempt, it's written like that on purpose. If they say if you owe taxes, you're not going to be able to travel outside the country, and they're going to revoke, that is, turn off the chip in your passport. I told you, every week for over a decade, that was the plan, because I would read the white papers coming out of MIT. They admit the system they set up in Baghdad and Fallujah is modeled after the, quote, control grid Cashless Society Control Grid? That's not my term. That's the RAND Corporation, Department of Defense, MIT. The Matrix isn't a term written by some author for the Wachowski brothers. That's a 1970s Pentagon plan. Doesn't mean that ever. I mean, it's so crazy. Reality is so much wilder than any science fiction movie. People tell me they're bored. You're living in an artificial environment, basically, now in these cities, with everything being manipulated, electromagnetic, chemical, biological, all of it, on record. The elites all have their private food supply, non-GMO. They don't take the vaccines. I'm going to go to break and come back with this. But here's Rahm Emanuel. This is what this new domestic Homeland Security, national ID, domestic checkpoint, capital control system is. Is just, you don't own a gun because we say, no judge, no jury. You don't fly because we say. You don't leave the country because we say. You don't have a job. TSA is going to be over all hiring. They're going to be in all neighborhoods. And folks, every dentist my dad has now talked to, he thought it was just him, so he asked other dentists and called other offices. They're all being approached by spies, it turns out, who were long-term patients. And of course, I can't even say the guy's name because it's he wouldn't even tell me because it's, you know, it's a doctor client privilege. Of course, the government, the doctors are told, though, go ahead and tell us stuff. And he was approached, and this guy was so dumb, he didn't even know that, you know, my dad was the father of Alex Jones, even though he'd been going to them for 10 years or more, and my dad had treated his mother. And he tried to recruit my dad to spy on his patients and to be a Homeland Security secret agent. Pay card. And my dad called me. He goes, are they trying to set me up? And I said, no, ask the other dentist. And they're all like, yeah, we got approached, but we're not supposed to talk about it. Some of them at their houses, folks, they're going around getting an army of evil ready for us. This is the takedown of America. These are the foreign spies. These are the agents. We've been infiltrated. It's the New World Order. I've got the BBC saying Goldman Sachs conquered Europe, put all its people in over the national police, over the finance ministers. I'm getting chills. The presidents, the prime ministers, Latin America, they run almost all the countries, Asia. And it's standardized. Black tanks, black armor, black uniforms, the checkpoints, can't leave the country, citizen spies, block captains, preachers telling you to spy on each other. And they go to these preachers and these dentists. And they get on these power trips, and here's a Homeland Security guy going, come to this meeting. And he was showing him the badge and everything. And I got money, and you're going to get paid, and you're going to spy on everybody. And my dad's like, spy on what? Everything. Something big's about to happen. And my dad's just looking at him.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Federal agents, we are armed!
They're not federal agents. They work for the private banks that have taken over this country and brag in hundreds of publications like The Economist that it is a dictatorship of, quote, technocratic central bankers. Remember all those years I said central bankers imploding the economy through derivatives, world government, then they're going to have capital controls, checkpoints to buy and sell, face scanning. It'll be a digital photo, all of it now being announced. And you're like, okay, well, I'll just put up with that. No. It's meant to manage the economy, track it all, shut down the grassroots, farmers markets, you name it, that they call black market, because they know as they squeeze you, you're going to try to survive. And this is about no more single-parent homes, not having money to have kids. They now say that. We're going to bankrupt you so you can't have kids, and if you do and you're poor, we're going to take them. This is the planned economy. This is Agenda 21. This is it. Do you understand? It's worse than I'm saying. People go, oh, it can't be that bad. It's worse. It's worse. It's all going to happen unless we really get upset. And again, what got me upset is this Forbes article and the Fox articles is all like, oh, well, yeah, it's going to pass and self-fulfilling prophecy and, the IRS just puts you on a list and just says you're in arrears. I get letters all the time saying I am, and it always start fighting it. Turns out it's made up. Again, the whole thing's a fraud to begin with. It's a collection agency for the private Federal Reserve. This is the type of stuff we're talking about. Now, this is the model where gangster crooks like Rahm Emanuel, who gives, billions of dollars to fake energy companies, and Don Corzine, who steals billions of his own people's money, lies to Congress, doesn't get in trouble. That's where your tax money goes. Most of your tax money doesn't even go to defense or police or any of it. It goes to the bankers. That's why Warren Buffett's like, raise taxes on the rich, because he's exempt. He wants the middle class and new wealth, nouveau riches money. It's so elementary. And that talking point needs to get out everywhere because it's the truth. It's the truth. Let's go to Rahm Emanuel, to the Brady Center, about how they're just going to put you on a list. They say if you're on a no-fly list, 2 million people don't know why they're on it, can't get off of it. Last time I checked, like 30-something Congress people are on them. Little 5-year-old kids, 6-year-old kids are on them. If you're on that list and maybe a possible terrorist, no judge, no jury, you don't have access to a firearm. They're just going to expand that list, folks. Already most veterans I talk to can't buy guns even though they have no criminal record. You're just put on the list now. It's already in place. They're, just like the ATF's now telling gun shops what they can do outside of law. That's called capital T tyranny. And now these same crooks are going to have a no-fly list. And the IRS has said their ultimate plan is you're not going to be able to have a car, insurance, have a job, or travel anywhere if you're in bad steads with them. You're going to be on the no-fly list and the no-gun-buy list, and then you're going to have to turn your guns in. That's the plan. You watch. Here's Rahm Emanuel.
And I think the most simple thing we can do, and we've got to make this a number one issue as a test vote and then take it into the election, that is, if you are on the no-fly list because you are known as maybe a possible terrorist, you cannot buy a handgun in America.
Tyrant! Listen to those criminals. clapping. Those are tyrants.
And I am not one far from liking the mixing of politics and policy, but as my old boss used to say, give me that vote and throw me into that briar patch. I'll make politics out of that every day, because if it's between that terrorist list and the NRA, I know where America is going to be every time, and they're going to make the right choice. And we have got to start building on that. That is the right thing to take into the election, and it's the right policy. If you're on that no-fly list, your access to the right to bear arms is canceled because you're not part of the American family. You don't deserve
that's
that
enough.
Right.
You don't deserve that right, which is a privilege now, they're saying, to travel. This is for everybody. We're all terrorists, according to that terrorist.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Patriotism in America is about groveling to tyranny and worshiping the government. That's what the American flag symbolizes now. They've taken it. And until we admit we have a foreign corporate government that's occupying our nation and butchering our Bill of Rights systematically, we have no hope of turning things around. And if people think Mitt Romney's going to save them, that the globalists are lining up, he's financed by the very same people. Now, when I call Rahm Emanuel a terrorist, he really is. His parents were the head of, his father was the head of the ear gun, the top Israeli terrorist that bombed Palestine and surrounding areas till they kicked the British out. His dad bombed British troops, blew up, King David Hotel, you name it. So he is kind of like a rock star. That's like, wow, the terrorist worldwide, he's a rock star. And he's a mafia don as well. But he's the guy that says he wants national service, and he wants you with a machine gun on a street corner. You know, the kids shoving mama and papa around and granddaddy around. I mean, if you go through any tyranny of the past, Rahm Emanuel's promoting it. You name it, he's into it. From black uniforms to national compulsory service to checkpoints and the criminal IRS for the Federal Reserve setting up checkpoints nationwide, not letting you fly out of the country and taking your passport, which is taking your citizenship. A citizen's right is to travel and to leave to and from the country. And it's passed the Senate, and they say it's probably going to pass the House. And the media is like, oh, yeah, it's no big deal. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff you can't buy and sell and do if you haven't paid child support, or if you've got outstanding taxes now, you can't get a hunting license. It's all through a database. Now you won't be able to leave the country or travel or soon have a job. And Homeland Security is already approving most job applications for different corporations. Because they're the good guys. You know, they're the ones that ship the drugs into the United States and the guns into Mexico and Honduras. And no, they're just a mafia. They're just a bunch of crooks. That's all they are. A bunch of crooks. Let's go back to him sitting there saying, this is the guy that says, we'll secretly arrest you and disappear you. We'll torture you. You won't get a gun if we say so. No judge, no jury. Because I say so. Again, another guy who's openly served in foreign military. You know, he served in the Israeli military. And I'm not even an enemy of Israel. My point is, this guy's a terrorist. This guy is a usurper. It's just that simple. And there it is. You have a foreigner saying, arrest Americans, secretly arrest them, conscript their children, and don't let them fly if they hadn't paid the private Federal Reserve through the IRS. I mean, it's that simple. Our country has been taken over by outside elements, by the globalists, by all these special interests. We're a joke. And they've got the propaganda, they got the police, they got the military. And they're getting ready to stage terror attacks, you better believe it. Let's go ahead and go back to this terrorist in chief, Rahm Emanuel.
You are known as maybe a possible terrorist. You cannot buy a handgun in America.
No judge, no jury, no fly list. There are no fly list. Look at him smirking. Just drips criminality.
I am not one far from liking the mixing of politics and policy, but as my old boss used to say,
if you saw him in a dark alley, you would turn away. I mean, he looks like a serial killer, doesn't he?
I'll make politics out of that every day.
I mean, it's not just how people look, but he's a demon.
That terrorist list and the NRA, I know where America is going to be every time, and they're going to make the right choice.
With the air gun terrorist.
We have got to start building on that. That is the right thing to take into the election, and it's the right policy. If you're on that no-fly list, your access to the right to bear arms is canceled because you're not part of the American family.
You're not part of the American family.
There is no right.
You're a terrorist who wants to destroy our Bill of Rights.
That should be number one in what we do. Make sure there's a full force of the law behind the Brady Bill. So to all those who dedicate their lives to seeing sensible gun laws.
That's enough of him. It's sensible that, you know, no judge, no jury, no crime. Just you can't buy a gun and we're not going to tell you why. The terror no-fly list is the no-buy list, the no-buy-and-sell list, the go-to-the-FEMA camp, concentration camp list that they now admit they're building. Okay? Get out of my country, you foreign terrorists. Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. I'm looking for people that have the wisdom to spot savings, opportunity, and recognize risk. Saving means to make money. The Calbin Pure Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated and twice as good as what you're using now. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils that contain no useless dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Your risk is the hundreds of hazardous toxic detergents that give you rashes, itching sores, and deteriorating clothing called lint. If you want something better, if you want something you've never had before, you have to do something you've never done before. Getting a free catalog is easy by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calbin on the web at 5starsoap.com. Take charge of your health now by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calbin on the web at 5starsoap.com. Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Now, for the rest of the hour, and perhaps a little bit into the next, to take phone calls, is best-selling author James Wesley Rawls. He's written fiction, nonfiction. He's got a lot of amazing insights into things. And, of course, he was also, in Army intelligence. Held a top-secret security clearance with a special background investigation, access-sensitive, compartmentalized information. He was awarded officer Specialty 35A, Tactical All-Source Intelligence Officer. I'll go through all of his interesting bio here. He was a captain in Army Intelligence, just to give you the short end of it. He'll be with us to talk about preparation for the engineered collapse that the Agenda 21 globalists have been carrying out. But you know that for the last hour plus, I have been beside myself with the fact that capital controls are being implemented on the U.S. And I was told now 3 years ago that John Wayne's family was leaving the country by John Wayne's. I'm going to just leave it at that. And by countless other wealthy people, powerful people. I talked to a lady who's one of the biggest defense contractor owners in the world, worth billions. She left the country 4 years ago. I've told you about that over and over again. And they said, look, you won't be able to get anything out of the country if you don't leave in the next few years. And that's the word. That's why all the big money people, even the globalists themselves, have been getting their money out of the country and buying armored redoubts or digging in here in the country. And all these elitists are building, you know, these 5, 10, 20, some cases $30 million armored subterranean homes with, you know, machine gun turrets. Why are they doing this? Because they've done a great job at carrying out this Agenda 21 resource war of deindustrializing the West, getting us into debt, signing us onto their derivatives, and getting ready to fully implode the country. And as we slide into depression, they keep telling us everything's fine, everything's fine, everything's wonderful, as the crime rate increases, as all of this happens. But the good news is, between 5 and 7 million, because it varies month to month, previously the record was like 2 million guns in a month, was the record month a few years ago. Now it's over 5 million guns a month. Many big manufacturers have announced they are suspending new orders for 6 months to a year. Small manufacturers are making the same announcement because they're so behind on orders. The government's buying giant armored vehicles, hundreds of millions of rounds a month, 400 and something million this month, 300 million that month, 200 million this month, digging in. They've got the preachers and clergy response teams brainwashing their flocks, submit to government with what's coming, do what you're told, take the shots. Government's now shooting kids up without parental consent. Yeah. Again, they're doing whatever they want, and they're announcing, we'll secretly arrest you if we want. We'll disappear you. You're not going to be able to fly out of the country if the IRS says you haven't paid. No judge, no jury. We're going to put you on a no-gun buy list. No judge, no jury, no crime, if you're on the no-fly list. And I've told you for over 10 years, because they were already talking about it even before 9/11. The no-fly list will be expanded to a no-work list, a no-buy-sell list with the digital photo. You'll still be able to use cash, but it'll be connected to a digital photo in all transactions and an internet ID on online purchases, and that's in the Cybersecurity Act they're trying to pass right now. CISPA. I mean, I'm getting chills every 5 seconds now, okay? Because I knew it was all coming. I read it from their own documents, but it is a total banker infiltration of the preachers, the police, the military, the media, the entire culture, and Forbes and Fox. And I've even heard national hosts going, better pay those taxes or you're not going to be able to fly out of the country and go on that vacation. Folks, this is capital controls. This is right out of Nazi Germany, right out of Soviet Russia. I mean, this is one of the big hallmarks Definition of capital control: any measure taken by a government, central bank, or other regulatory body to limit the flow of foreign capital in and out of domestic economy. But this is even worse. They don't want a grassroots economy, so they're putting a capital control on that. That's why even Forbes said, why are they raiding thousands of lemonade stands? Why are they attacking peaceful protesters? Why? Why are they? Because it's here, folks. As well as market-based forces, capital controls can affect many asset classes, such as equities, bonds, foreign exchange trades. Tight capital controls are often found in developing countries where the capital reserves are lower and more susceptible to volatility. It means when they're devaluing a currency is one of the big ones. Now, that's from Investopedia. That's their definition of it. I have flown and seen it. It's been in the news. I did an interview with a guy. He had six silver coins, little ones. Computer programmer. And he was going to Vegas to a coin show. And they weren't even very valuable. He was just going to, you know, trade them and stuff. And I saw them. They were just U.S. silver rounds, you know, worth like $35 at the time. And they were going to take them. So I saw them as I was going through Austin. They're now asking people about their diamond rings, their necklaces. They're downloading people's laptops. This is a prison induction. They're just getting you ready. Now I'm going to shut up and go to our guest. But I'm really freaked out about this because it's passed the Senate. It's now in the House. And the ATF, I was told this a month before the letter went out last year. I was the first to break the letter, just pointing out that we have sources. The ATF is now going to tell people that you can't sell semi-autos anymore. That is, they're discussing it next year. The NRA says they've gotten word that, quote, there's big gun control next year if Obama gets elected. The point is that I was told that they were going to tell people don't sell more than two guns to somebody in these four western states, Texas to California. And if you do, you've got to call the ATF as if they don't already have a record of that through NICS. The point is it's getting you used to doing what you're told outside of law. Now, James, I didn't really tell you when I was going to get you on about today. I just wanted to pick your brain about current events and talk about, you know, your research. But being in Army intelligence, seeing what's happening, I talk to military and police. A lot of them are finally waking up. But I see the system creating a cult of the military and the police, who they could care less about, taking their pension funds, you name it, to wear as a mantle around the tyranny. Ahead of trying to start some new civil war in this country, they tried to start the race war with the Trayvon Martin thing, but people aren't buying that. NBC editing the tape, the White House pushing it. I mean, I can just see the volatility. I've just been ranting while you've been on hold about this IRS capital control and saying they're going to revoke your citizenship, basically, because that's what your passport is symbol of. It's a total right. I don't know of any culture that ever does that. On a case-by-case, for espionage, they take your passport. That's about it. Or when you're already out on bond. So they're saying, basically, you're all prisoners. And, of course, it'll be expanded. James Leslie Rawls, what do you make of this and all the other craziness, sir?
Well, we're living in very dangerous times. And when I saw the news reports about the IRS threatening to take people's passports, actually what popped into my mind was Jonestown. And Jim Jones taking away all of the people at the camp's passports and locking them up in a couple of footlockers. We're verging on a society that's a police state at this point. And people need to wake up and they need to get themselves prepared. If they're going to move overseas, they should take the gap soon. If they're going to hunker down here in the States, they need to get their beans, bullets, and Band-Aids squared away now, because those windows of opportunity are closing.
I hear you. Are you getting chills? I mean, and by chills, I mean, 10 years ago, I would feel the urgency a little bit. Now, it's blowing me away.
Well, the immediacy of it, I think, is almost overwhelming at this point. When I first drafted my first novel, Patriots, back in 1990, 1991, people looked at it as kind of wild speculation. But a lot of it, what was in there, has come to pass. We're living in increasingly dangerous times. We're entering into an age of deception and betrayal by our own government. And people need to recognize that. They need to, if they're not If they're not scared right now, they're not paying attention.
Very well said. I know you've got a lot of feelers out. Are you seeing people in the system starting to wake up like I am?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I have consulting clients right now that actually, you know, are mid-level and low-level employees in national intelligence agencies, in the FBI, and amongst defense contractors and retiring military personnel. And they're looking for me for advice on where they should relocate. There's a lot of anxiety inside and outside of the government right now.
Oh, God. You know what's so nasty is it's not just some boss hog that wants to rob everything. These globalists are really nasty. They want to hurt people.
Well, yeah, they made it very clear that the whole concept of national sovereignty is essentially out the window, that you no longer have the freedom to travel. You no longer have any banking privacy. And if the internationalists have it, the globalists have it their way, they'll take away our right to keep and bear arms as well. As you've mentioned many times, there's a large push underway at the supranational level for the Small Arms and Light Weapons Treaty, which, if enacted, would essentially erase our Second Amendment.
And they've said that treaties supersede the Constitution, which, of course, on record, they don't. But they just lie and say that, kind of like they say the Second Amendment's a privilege or traveling's a privilege. You know, Corzine stealing billions, getting caught lying and not getting in trouble. I mean, they really are just trying to break our will right now. And how do you fight back against this type of infiltration? How do you fight back against such a long-term, patient game now about to come to fruition? I know we preemptively exposed them decades ago. You did, and others did. And that gives us...
They bought us some time, yes. But unfortunately, we are approaching the end game. And at this point, while I do recommend that people remain politically active, at this point, it's time to hunker down. It's time for individual families to team up with like-minded friends, pick out a defendable piece of land with plentiful water and good topsoil, and be ready to just ride out the storm, because it's coming.
All right, you've got the floor. Break down, because, again, I didn't read your novel till the mid-'90s, late-'90s, 96, 97, and it even had contemporary characters in it, like, you know, Mark Kornke and people. Totally blew me away. And you know, what a collapse would look like, what an Agenda 21 would look like. You broke down, basically, and people said, well, why do they want to wreck it? Because they want to wreck it to try to consolidate it, and they risk overheating it too much and losing control.
Right.
But break down what you see happening, the scenarios you see unfolding, some of the different breaks there, how this could go in different directions.
Well, I think in the near future, we're likely to see, as you've mentioned, a derivatives collapse. And the counterparty risk there is huge. It's almost incalculable, because the number of derivatives that are in play measure in the hundreds of trillions of dollars. There's more derivatives in play than there is currency in the whole world. There's the economic risk is huge. If we see a repeat of the 2008 credit collapse, which is quite likely, very well could be a banking collapse. There could be a stock market collapse, a collapse of the bond market. It could just be a house of cards coming down. There's a whole cascade of events that could bring our economy to its knees and bring commerce to a screeching halt. And as I've mentioned many times before, the crucial linchpin to watch is the power grid. If the power grid stays up, we may still have some semblance of order. But if the grid goes down, that will be the situation where the power brokers have basically lost control of their engineered collapse. And everyone's going to be in the same boat. We'll be in a massive die-off situation where literally more than half the population of the country could die over the course of one winter.
Oh, God. And by the way, the globalists have collapsed Argentina, and if that wasn't a warm area, they would have had, some say, millions of dead. I mean, it was doctors for years eating out of trash bins. It's still happening down there. And just to interject something, when you talk about the control collapse, why are they at the same time buying up and shutting down power plants to make bigger profits for the ones they control and causing blackouts? It's like they can't even, the elite have a plan, but they're so greedy, they're even destroying their own future. Do you see what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. Well, unfortunately, the elitists have bought into the whole green revolution idea. But when you take the green revolution to its logical conclusion, you end up with people freezing in the dark because you cut off virtually every power source. And the few that are left, like solar and wind power, are unreliable in terms of providing 24-hour-a-day grid power. If you get rid of all the coal-fired plants, all the hydro dams because they're killing little fishies, and get rid of all the natural gas-powered plants, all that leaves you with is solar and wind. And that's great when the sun is shining or the wind is blowing, but it gives you nothing when the conditions aren't right. So we're going to end up in a third world situation where power is unreliable, and people need to be prepared to make their own power and get themselves in a situation where if there's disruption of grid power, for example, I recommend people buy propane powered chest freezers rather than electric chest freezers, because I think the power is going to be so unreliable. We may have power failures that go on for not days but weeks. And if there's, of course, a total grid collapse, all bets are off.
And the government's been saying get ready for rolling blackouts. This is part of the new freedom. I just want to plug here that if people go to Infowars.com, they can get Survivors by James Wesley Rawls, all the orders, get a free citizen rule book with it. Also, Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places, third edition, incredibly valuable information.
Yeah, Joel Scouse's book is fantastic. I highly recommend that book.
And then also to understand why they're doing this, Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, Rosa Corey, excellent, all available. You know, it's buoying, though, James, to see the city council woman in Houston trying to veto land grabs under Agenda 21 and saying it's Agenda 21. Again, there is an awakening. Please continue.
Yes, people are definitely waking up, and it's encouraging to see things like the Ron Paul campaign, for example. It's encouraging to see all of the free exchange of information that's going on the Internet, and I think that's one reason why there's all this talk of clamping down on the Internet is it has the Agenda 21 crowd running scared, because when you shine a light on this, it's like turning a light on in a apartment and having the cockroaches go scurrying. We're in a situation now where there's such a fast exchange of information on the Internet that it's essentially unstoppable. And unless they're able to control access to the Internet and track people on the Internet and clamp down on dark nets and people using VPN, for example, they basically can't. The genie is out of the bottle. They can't stop individual liberty unless they completely shut down the Internet, which at this point is impossible. So people are waking up. I'm glad to see so many grassroots organizations forming, and I'm glad to see people training and teaming up and preparing for the dark days ahead, because things could get very, very bad before they get better. And I think it's important that people team up. They've got to be in the right place at the right time with the right friends to get through this. And if people aren't thinking in those terms, if they aren't thinking strategically, then they're just going to end up another statistic, and they're just going to be another refugee on the road. And if the 20th century taught us anything, it's the life of a refugee is nasty, brutish, and short. You don't want to be a refugee. You want to plan your out now. People should relocate. Just previously you mentioned Joel Skousen's book, Strategic Relocation. That's a fantastic book, and I highly recommend it, because it gets people thinking along the lines of strategically putting themselves where they need to be for the dark times ahead. People need to make those moves now. You can't get out of Dodge at the 11th hour. I noticed that you started doing some of your videos from home, and I encourage that, because people have to think about strictly operating out of their homes, hunkering down for extended periods of time. because there may come a time in the very near future where it simply isn't safe to commute into the big city. People have to think in terms of hunkering down, living self-sufficiently as much as possible, making their own power, pumping their own water up out of the ground, growing their own food, raising their own livestock, and providing for their own security, because all those systems, if we depend on others for them, are probably going to be going away. And anyone who's not prepared to face that new paradigm is going to become a statistic.
Now, I want to raise this point to you, and we're going to go to break here in a moment and come back, but start answering it now. Again, you don't toot your own horn, but you were almost two decades ago able to foresee much of what is now unfolding. And you even predicted the time frame with great accuracy. I know the future is fluid. There's different futures there depending on what we do. But seeing the awakening, tracking its trajectory versus the tyrant's trajectory, A, what do you think the future holds if you had to give us a general dead reckoning analysis, A, and then B, how do we change that analysis from what you currently see?
Well, I think I can foresee an economic collapse regardless of what anyone does at this point, because the level of debt that's built up globally has gotten so large that it's absolutely unsustainable under a traditional interest-based debt economy for those debts to be repaid. It's mathematically impossible. So I think we're going to see a global economic collapse, and the severity of it depends on a number of different things.
Stay there. Let's come back and then see how you see all of that interacting within the collapse. How does it run from bad to worse? How do we get ready? With James Wesley Rawls. Stay with us.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You better believe it. You know, I've had these liners for like 17 years, different variants of, we're in a war, the war is now, leading a frontal assault, info war. Listen, this is real, okay? The globalist want to deindustrialize the planet and have giant throngs of poor people that they control. Then in all their major public documents, they say they're going to release bioweapons after that. And, I mean, Dick Cheney wrote in the PNAC document in 2000, September 20th, that they need to use the media to promote and legitimize the use of race-specific bioweapons. That means killing certain groups of people with a bioweapon, where you release it and all Northern Europeans die, or all Arabs die, or all Chinese die. You're like, well, they can't tailor it just to Chinese. Yeah, they can. They've got it where it would, they've got these genomes so targeted where it will kill the dominant Chinese genetic line and not even kill the Japanese. They've got them so tailored they can kill Arabs of certain derivations and not kill Jews. And Dick Cheney says we need to use the media to legitimize this. That's what it is when they've got all these movies and TV shows. I mean, I already knew this. But they had a C-SPAN event like 5 years ago where Homeland Security threw a party for some of the people from 24 and said, thank you for working with us. You've really helped get our image up and, you know, helped promote taking the gloves off and torture, basically. They said, taking the gloves off. Secret arrest, torture, disappearing, internal checkpoints. Cops watch this, the weak-minded ones, military and others, and start fantasizing. But because most of them are too professional, they create TSA, which is now on the highways. They always create a goon force that doesn't go through the original academies that have enough pride to not teach absolute tyranny. You have to twist somebody that came out of the FBI system or out of the state police academy. You don't have to twist a TSA. But I'm ranting. Our guest is here. Every time I get him on, he gets me thinking, and I run on at the mouth. James Wesley Rawls has been an enthusiastic survivalist since his teenage years. He is now a survivalist author and lecturer and the editor of survivalblog.com, one of the biggest out there, survivalblog.com. He has a Bachelor of Arts degree from San Jose State University, minor degree in military science history and military history. a former U.S. Army intelligence officer who was a captain and attended all the big specialized spy schools. We'll just leave it at that. But he joins us here. I just want to plug, you support the broadcast and what we're doing, and you get vital information. You may think you know it all. Reading these books will make you get deeper into the thought process and then pass it on, pay it forward to others. Behind the Green Mask, 170-something pages. Let me give you the technical on that because I'm going to go from memory here. Yep, 168 pages. 168 pages, give it to city council, county commissioners. A lot of times when we call some city council person fighting tyranny, they're a listener or somebody gave my film. They don't believe it. They go look at it. They find out it's true. Every city council member in your area needs to get this book, and we've got it discounted at InfoWars.com. Everybody needs to read Survivors, James Wesley Rawls' new bestseller book. Everybody needs to get Strategic Relocation with all the documents, maps, color, photos. I mean, this is a must-have available at InfoWars.com. We're going to get Joel on for a couple hours on the nightly news soon to do a whole special on this. I want to get a bunch of graphics and production ready before we do it. It may be next week. The point is, win, win, win. Get the information, spread it around to others, and support us financially and the authors and researchers, InfoWars.com. Or call 888-253-3139 if you want to call an order or have any questions, 888-253-3139. Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. All right. I get angry knowing this is coming down, okay? I mean, I believe everything I'm saying and more because I can't even articulate what I know and understand. That's why I tend to blow up, because I'm sick of it. And I'm tired of the public being simple-minded and not wanting to understand things or coming back with canned responses. The globalists are digging in. The government is digging in. The bankers who did this are all digging into armored redoubts on record. Okay? Armored keeps. I shouldn't even be here. I've moved out of the country, got a well, trying to put solar in. Don't even have time to mess with it because I'm always down here. I've got to get communications equipment in. I've got to get ham radio stuff in and learn how to use it. I got some of it. I've got to create, but I can't do everything is the point. I've got to do the basics. Firearms, ammo, training, food, medical supplies, most importantly, friends. But we're going to get into, if you can stay a little bit in the next hour, we'll do 20 minutes or so on solutions, James, and take a few calls, but and some of the basics that you write about at your survivalblog.com. But let's expand here for a moment into my question that I just posed in the last segment. Is the collapse coming? You said yes. What are the severities from your research? And again, how do you see it shaking out? How do you see the collision being like? How bad will it be? See, because people don't know. 7 million people, major universities estimate, starved to death or died from complications of malnutrition during the 10 years, roughly, of the Great Depression. Look it up, folks. Just type in 7 million died during the Great Depression. Major university studies. They kept it quiet. 90% were semi-self-sufficient. Now we're 89% city, 11% rural, only half of that, what, 5.5% or so, are self-sufficient. And what's going to happen is the government is preparing to come in and basically commandeer stuff. But they don't have the infrastructure. And people are going to start fighting back. You're going to be called terrorist. Once you're called terrorist, so what? I mean, what is the probability of massive bloodshed when the Fed boys come around with their armored war wags trying to, you know, pilfer the women? Go ahead.
Well, it's hard to say what the severity of it will be. We definitely have a economic collapse coming. At the near end of the spectrum would be a repeat of the Depression of the 1930s, but as you mentioned, we live in a society that's far less self-sufficient and far more technologically dependent than the society of the 1930s, so that even with just a repeat of the Depression of the 30s, we're going to see quite a bit of loss of life. The far end of the spectrum would be a total collapse. The situation just snowballing completely out of control. Power grids go down, and there's actually three grids. They go down, all bets are off. If the grids go down, we could see the cities running out of drinking water and within 72 hours.
The reactors are going to start melting down. They can't even keep it from melting down now. Society's so degenerate.
Yeah, that's the other wild card in the whole situation is not the reactors themselves, but it's more the cooling ponds that are at risk. Part of the environmental regulations and the whole that one of the things that the Green Revolution brought us was all this foot dragging about Yucca Mountain and a safe place to store spent nuclear fuel rods. So for the last 15 years, all those spent rods have been building up and building up and building up right at the reactor sites in these enormous spent fuel cooling ponds. Well, the ponds have such a high density of spent fuel in them now that they require constant replenishment of cool water from outside, or they boil off. And once the ponds boil off, they'll melt down just like at Fukushima. Well, that's the case for reactors all the way from coast to coast. And one of the reasons that I stress moving to the inland northwest states is that we're upwind of most of the nuclear power plants. Anyone who's downwind, they better think in terms of having a home fallout shelter, because we could have unintentional fallout coming from all of these nuclear fuel ponds that melt down. There's so many risks out there, they're almost impossible to count. And it's a cascade of risks. There's a cascade of events if the power grid goes down. The 18-wheel trucks are not going to be rolling, the nuclear power plants are going to be failing, and their cooling ponds will be melting down. We're going to see all the automated reordering systems for virtually every aspect of our modern commerce will come to a screeching halt because it's all computer controlled.
And then people say, oh, Alex, just interrupt briefly. People say, oh, Alex, or oh, Wesley, the reactors have their own power. If stuff's failing down the line, they can only send massive amounts of power. They can't sit there and fire the plant up and use the little bit they need to keep the plant going. See, people don't realize how complex this stuff is and how it's very finely tuned, all of it. And now the society's crumbling so fast that they can't even find good managers to keep trains working right. Reactors are rotting. I mean, really, humanity has just turned into a bunch of jellyfish.
Yeah, the level of complexity that exists now, it keeps growing. It keeps growing year by year. The latest on the power grids is there's an effort right now to do an intertie between the eastern grid, the western grid, and the Texas grid. So even if one grid were to stay up, if they do this intertie, all the grids will collapse simultaneously. The level of complexity keeps going up year after year. The level of interdependence of these systems keeps going up. So the level of vulnerability keeps going up year after year. It's really a wonder we haven't seen a large scale grid collapse already. And when you take outside factors into play. Not just the grid itself and its complexity, but things like EMP or things like solar flares, you could very well have a situation where the grid could go down and stay down.
All right, specifically, you know, the financial collapse is going to cause massive crime increase. We're already seeing it. How is that going to affect things? And when you talk about refugees on the road, break that down.
Well, basically, all the urban areas will be total write-offs. And the suburbs are going to get swarmed by refugees from the urban areas. There'll be so many people that find their urban and suburban homes uninhabitable that there'll be a huge number of refugees. Once the water no longer magically comes out of the tap and the lights don't magically come on when you flip the switch and the toilets don't flush, your typical urban apartment building is going to be absolutely uninhabitable. It'll be a public health nightmare. We'll have refugees on the road within just a few days. And if you look at it demographically, we now have 2% of the population feeding the other 98%. Well, what happens to the farmers that live fairly close to the suburbs? They're going to get swarmed. So suddenly, you know, we're going to be a situation where even if farmers are still producing, how are they going to get their crops to market? how are they going to live in safety to be even feel safe running trucks and tractors and their farm equipment or taking care of their livestock?
And the globalists are going to show up after all this collapse and bring in collectivism to, quote, fix it. And we're going to have all of the people from the cities telling us that we've got to share with them and that we're their slaves and the government's going to hand them machine guns. That's what, probably what's going to happen.
Yes, that very well could be. You know, if you look at politics, I mean, just look at what happened with the collectivism in Stalinism and what happened to the kulaks in Siberia and in the Ukraine in the 1920s, 1930s, and 1940s. There was depopulation because they literally, they tried to implement collectivism. People rebelled. Anyone who hid their crops was treated as a traitor and shot on sight. And then they ended up having killed the people who knew how to produce things. And they ended up with a, you know, a downward spiral. We could very well see the same situation in our country, but the situation would be even worse because, again, we have only 2% of the population feeding the other 98%. The people that have the know-how to feed America, it's a fairly small number of people. If we end up in a societal collapse situation, you know, people are going to end up, you know, eating the golden goose, basically.
Let me ask you this question. It wouldn't be the first time it's happened in history. In your own mind, personally, when do you decide to take action defensively? I mean, people are climbing over your fence, over your wall. Come on, give us food. We need it. And then you're like, you owe it to us. And they pull a shotgun out, or the, you know, the local cops under Homeland pull up and demand house to house, give us your storable food. You know,
if it comes down to that, you're in a very dicey situation. If it's a situation with looters, I would predict that in the majority of situations, if you start cranking off a few rounds over the heads of looters, they're going to go find somebody else to go loot. They'll find a softer target. If you come up against your own local government, that's a very sticky situation and one that's almost imponderable. All I can say is don't put all your eggs in one basket. You need to have food cached in several different places, preferably underground, so that if somebody comes and takes part of it, they're not going to get all of it.
Yeah, I'm not telling people what they should do, but at the point that government, which we're used to, you know, robbing us 100 different ways, is trying to... My point is, if they come and want to take food or something, that's one issue. The minute anybody tries to take my family, or we're taking you into custody because the Homeland says, you cannot go to that horrible, sprawling prison structure they're going to have because it's going to be run and peopled by bestial perverts that like to inhabit such facilities.
Yeah, the last thing you want to be is either a refugee or prisoner in a situation like that. All I can say is people need to be able to stand their ground. They need to plan in advance and think through the situations of when they'll, you know, basically a fight or flight decision, when you're going to flee your property, when you're going to stand your ground. But the last thing you want to do is end up either a refugee on the road or some guy in the back of a truck with a bag over your head with cable ties around your wrists heading off to points unknown.
And they've certainly, talking to people you know in the government, what percentage are hardcore, you know, psycho types that are really looking forward to all this? Because from my research, most of them are actually overall good people. They've just been naive. They now know this is real. I don't think a lot of them are actually going to follow the orders. I think they'll have some well-publicized events to make the mercenaries look like victims. They're going to try to use mercenaries in a lot of cases. I don't think they're going to have the muscle early on to do this. I see it as deep into the collapse, then the reorganizational government comes in.
Right, and that's the scenario I put forth in my novel, Patriots, and its sequel, Survivors, and the next one that's coming out in September is called Founders. That's basically the situation I put forth there, where there was a collapse and then a power vacuum that was filled primarily by foreign mercenaries. It's difficult to predict what will happen, but all I can say is people need to think these things through and take action. They need to stock up now. They need to team up with their like-minded friends and neighbors and fellow church congregants and and plan and cross-train and get ready.
All right, stay there. By the way, I didn't even know you had a new book coming out, but see, it's reality-based, so I could guess it. I guess it's the foreign UN mercs versus the new founders of the new republic. Am I right? We'll find out when we get back. Straight ahead.
Shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. Don't want no shackles.
Our guest will be with us about 20 minutes into the next hour to get into some practical solutions, some basics of where to start. I hope we're wrong about all this, but unfortunately we're not. The question is just how bad will it get? We're just hoping for just a regular depression, but with this spoiled population, not everybody, but certain elements, it's going to be nasty. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Specific questions for the author of Survivors, a novel of the coming collapse. He's got another one, Founders, coming out, and he said, I did basically guess a little bit of the plot correctly, but that's in September. We'll obviously have to have him up if we're still around then. But 800-259-9231. Mike Adams is going to be popping in the last 15 minutes of the show or so, I believe. We get that set up because he's got breaking news. It's at Infowars.com and NaturalNews.com. Remember, the UN model to shut down small farms is to say your pigs and cows are invasive. It's not a certified big agri facility. So they announced all these dozens of old breeds. If they have red hair, black hair, spots, whatever, or any other feature, government is going to have, quote, armed raids, arrest you, and kill them, calling it a feral hog problem. It's hundreds of years of hogs getting out, interbreeding, and just going wild. I've shot probably 20 of them or more. I mean, we've got a family ranch infested with them. But that's not our pigs. We used to raise regular pigs out there, you know, the regular old pink ones or and others. I forget all the names of them. The point is that now they take that and use it as a way to create a new revenue. People said, oh, they're not going to go on farms and kill them. Don't be a fearmonger. It's happened. Michigan government unleashes armed raids on small pig farmers, forces farmer to shoot all his own pigs. Armed raids. It's all happening. It's at Infowars.com right now by Mike Adams. I want to get into some solutions real quicker with you, but what do you make of the harassment, the animal ID, premises ID, which then Big Agra is exempt from?
Yeah, it all ties back to the NAIS, which is the National Animal Identification System, which was an abortive system they tried setting up several years ago, but they never really quit. They basically are doing the same thing and calling it a different name. And you're right, they will be exempting the major producers. Same thing, by the way, is in the works right now. There's calls for veterinary medicines to be restricted to only being released by prescription, and that's going to make it life difficult for small farmers, and of course for anyone who's preparedness-minded, who's laid in a supply of inexpensive animal antibiotics to use in the event of a societal collapse. Well, that supply will be going away. And, of course, yeah, they'll probably exempt major producers. I recently wrote about that in my blog.
Yeah, they're going to turn the DEA loose, basically, federal goons. I mean, everybody knows you're running even 100 head of cattle. You've got antibiotics. You've got other shots you've got to give them. You buy it from the vet. You're not doing that anymore.
Yeah, of course, it'll just be the small producers that they clamp down on. They'll exempt the major producers and say, oh, well, you won't require a veterinarian prescription, but for anybody who has just a few cows or a few sheep or a few goats, then you're going to be behind the
eight. And they're the ones that lobby for it. Just last year, $15 million was spent in 1 week trying to put the Safe Food Act through, which was written by Big Agra to shut down, where you can't even pick strawberries and serve them to your neighbor. I mean, just total tyranny.
As I mentioned at the beginning of our conversation, we are living in the age of deception and betrayal.
We're just a bunch of cold-blooded multinational corporations that are monopoly men and anti-free market, saying, turn this place into a prison. If it isn't bought from our big box store, it's shut down. And the FBI and the rest of the government's like, yes, sir. We'll be back in 60 seconds with some solutions and your calls.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, your calls are coming up in the next segment. Shoot, I might just twist our gift right to the 30 after, because then we got Mike Adams coming on. I got a bunch of other news I haven't even gotten to, but it's all just crazy. Whatever tyrannical governments have done in the past, the crooks that run ours are taking it, dusting it off, updating it, and using it. It's just, we've got cancer as a country and as a world. It's called the New World Order. 1776 worldwide is the solution. We have James Wesley Rawls, best-selling author, our guest. We're going to go to your calls in the next segment. Let's get into a few practical basics people can do now. Because the most common call I get is, I live in a city. I make, you know, $12 an hour. My wife does. You know, we got a comfortable blue-collar existence, but that's it. We don't have money for anything. What do we do?
Well, I recommend that people reorder their budget priorities. It's time for people to do away with their cable TV subscription. It's time for them to sell their flat screen television, sell their jet ski, get back to the basics, try to work down your debt and stock up on all the basics. All your staple foods, get a good reliable weapon, practice with it, train with it to the best of your ability. If you can't afford to go to a top-flight school like Frontsight or Gunsight or Thunder Ranch, then at least get training locally through your local NRA affiliate. Get involved with the Appleseed program. They offer excellent training. But get your basics squared away. If you don't have a six-month supply of your family, of food for your family squared away, you're behind the power curve. If you don't have the money for that, you need to sell your Hummel collection, sell your stamp collection, whatever it takes, skip taking your vacation this year and reprioritize your budget and get those basics squared away. Get a good quality water filter. Make arrangements to, if you live in a typical suburban house, to set up your downspout so you can capture rainwater off your roof. Get squared away with non-hybrid gardening seeds. If you don't have fencing to keep deer out, get the fencing in. You're going to have to plan through all these different things to be ready for the tough times ahead.
And by the way, like you said, you can do the rainwater thing into barrels incredibly inexpensively. And I've got a rainwater collection system. It's just incredibly good water. Comes off my metal roof into it. I've got great water.
Yeah, I highly recommend that. And for anyone who lives out in West Texas, for example, who lives in a fairly arid area, if you don't have photovoltaics and are set up to pump water from a well with that, you're 6 months out of the year, you're going to be out of luck. So it's important that people get those things squared away. And the available supplies on these things are actually fairly thin. You know, the number of companies that do long-term storage food, there's just a handful of them. If the demand were to double, and instead of 1% of the population preparing, 2% prepared, the long-term storage food manufacturers could be completely overwhelmed.
And that's starting to already happen.
Yeah, and ditto, though, for people who make photovoltaics. There just aren't enough companies out there and enough panels on hand. And unfortunately, most of the systems that are going in right now are grid-tied systems that can't revert to standalone operation because they're all that people are sucking from the government teat and they want their tax deduction, and they can only do that with a grid-tied system.
And notice government only gives you a tax deduction when you tie into them.
Right. So people need to, reprioritize their budgets, sell off the frippery, and get those beans, bullets, and Band-Aids squared away. I have a lot of details at my blog site. Again, it's survivalblog.com. All the archives are available free of charge. Just dig in and team up with like-minded people.
Exactly. Stay there. Back in 3 minutes.
Yeah. to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Mike Adams is popping in with the Agenda 21 attack on your farm animals, calling them invasive species. Armed men show up for just regular breeds of pigs, shoot them, and then give you giant fines or arrest you. No warrants, no nothing. All confirmed at Infowars.com right now. Top story. Mike Adams is going to be popping in for about 10 minutes via video Skype. He's the guy that broke it over at Natural News. And then I'm going to show you the high-def footage and audio of our crew with the chicken farmer on his own land. The city kept annexing areas, said, you're not allowed to have chickens. He was loving the community. Blew his house up. And the police told us you're not allowed to go in the city council building. Big, giant, capital-sized thing. That's all on tape. Before, it was just our reporters, you know, calling in, talking about it. They're now here. They're back, got back Saturday. And so we're going to premiere that coming up on the nightly news. I'm going to get into the big attacks on the internet. Don't think you can just use and have the internet like it's always going to be here. I mean, I was reading the Cybersecurity Act that makes SOPA look tame, and it just says we'll do whatever we want. We'll shut your website down for any reason. Internet IDs, Cass Sunstein says, arrest people that disagree with man-made global warming. I mean, these are authoritarians, but they've learned the art to like pose as liberals or to pose as conservatives and act real friendly and have an ice cream cone like Warren Buffett does in most photo ops, or you know, be like talk with a NPR lisp. That is a Delphi technique. Well, that's a technique specifically of getting people to tell you what they think and then going, oh, we'll do what you want. You know, you ask the crowd, what do you want? We want vanilla ice cream. You go, well, I heard what you wanted. You want strawberry. But they just, as long as they say it, and that, I want to go to some calls with our guest. And by the way, we sell his book, Survivors, James Wesley Rawls. He's an expert, former Army intelligence captain, best-selling author, and he runs survivalblog.com as well. But I want to get your take on that, just the sickening psyop. Do you agree with me? I know it's their cover, but this whole non-threatening act they do to get you to comply, then if you don't, they sick the men in black uniforms on you. But it's just this whole non-threatening cover.
Yes, I agree. The modus operandi seems to be, it's what Mark from Michigan used to refer to as the iron fist in the velvet glove. And what we're seeing is the velvet glove. We're seeing, you know, all this mamby-pamby, green revolution, kumbaya, all this whole mindset of global village, you know, all plays together to try to put a happy face on tyranny.
That's it. Let's go to some phone calls. John in Texas, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Jones. Thank you for doing all that you do. Mr. Rawls, I have a few questions for you.
Sure, go ahead. One at a time, please.
Okay, one at a time. Thank you. A bit overwhelming. If I try to talk to my family and try to warn them about things that are going on, things that Mr. Jones talk about daily, and I get laughed at, they call me crazy. I show them documents that I print off from my printer and show them. One of my questions is, when would it be time to say, if it's not going to get any better, it's going to get much worse, when is it time for me to abandon my home and go somewhere else?
Wow. That's, and I know you've already answered, you know, you don't want to give up a paying job in a down economy until you develop another income stream. You know, my blog is all oriented toward encouraging people to move to lightly populated rural farming areas that are well removed from major population centers. But, you know, that's not going to work for everybody. A lot of people have either family situations or work situations where they have to stay where they are. If you can develop another income stream or find a job in a lightly populated area, I recommend you go ahead and make the move now. But to throw away a good-paying job in today's down economy, I think is foolish. You really don't want to make the move until you have another income.
Exactly.
Like
you want to start building with just the firearm, the water, being prepared, warning others to laugh at you now, not later, and then begin to start looking for areas. Where could I go somewhere rural? And even if the job pays less, it costs less to live there. And so just start developing a plan.
I agree wholeheartedly. And it's important that people think these things through, be prayerful about it, because you want to have God's guidance on this. And once you're committed, though, then go ahead. Then it's time to, you know, go ahead, sell your house, make the move. And it's important to make a move fairly soon, because, you know, I get so many emails from people who say, oh, well, I have this cabin prepared out in the woods in the Poconos or wherever, and I'll pull through just fine there. But people don't realize how long it takes to build up for self-sufficiency. You need to plant fruit and nut trees. That takes years. You need to practice gardening in that particular climate. That takes time and experience. You need to learn how to how to cook on a wood stove. You don't learn that sort of thing just overnight. So it's important that you make the move and start living.
And you need to meet the neighbors because because you don't want to even really at first be a little friendly, but you're really just getting intelligence on them. You'll find out who's good, and you'll find out also who's a little global minion. And believe me, they're out there too.
Right, and if you don't want to be the expendable new guy, the guy who just blew into town at the 11th hour, just before everything fell apart, you want to become part of the community. You want to get involved in the local EMT or fire department, or, you know, volunteer fire department, for example. It's important to be part of the community because you want to be seen as an insider, not an outsider.
Exactly. All right, God bless you. I hope that answers your excellent question, John. And what about people that are handicapped? What about, I mean, they are going to be in deep trouble.
Well, yeah, I get letters all the time from people who have sleep apnea, people who have chronic medical conditions. You need to plan ahead for all those. People who are diabetics, for example. I get the same questions over and over again from people who are diabetic, for example. It's like, well, how do I keep my insulin cold? Well, do you have photovoltaics? Or do you have a good old-fashioned Cervell propane-powered refrigerator?
Or do you know how to go dig a 10-foot hole into the stone under your house to keep it cold in there?
Right, yeah. People need to think these things through. If they have particular medical needs, they need to plan for them. I mean, even just people who wear prescription glasses need to plan ahead. And there's places like Zini Optical on the Internet, and I've linked to them on my website, where you can literally buy four pairs of glasses for $30. People need to think through their own particular needs, to their own particular medical conditions, their own requirements, their own physical conditions, the climates that they can handle living in, and so forth. Think all these things through.
Yeah, just think about Katrina. The government can't and won't protect you. And if this country had 10 Katrinas at once, and that's kind of what a depression's like, it's just going to degenerate. I mean, you had many of the police there robbing local stores, folks. So in a lot of areas, obviously not like New Orleans, but, heaven help us. Because the government is trying to recruit either low-grade morons or criminals right now, and it's a big threat. Houston in Texas. That's kind of a pun. Welcome, Houston.
Yes, I got a question for him. I'm down here trucking right now, and I was going to see if he had any advice for us truckers out here. That say it went down right now, you know, all electricity and all that went down. We couldn't get no fuel, no nothing, and we'd be, I'm running coast to coast, we'd be far from the house. So do you have any ideas what to do on that?
Well, in terms of planning ahead for fuel, I recommend that people buy the biggest propane tank they can find. If they have any vehicles that are diesel-engined, put in a big diesel tank. There's really no point in putting in a huge gas tank for unleaded gasoline, because it doesn't store more than 3 or 4 years tops, even with a stabilizer. But if you've got the budget, stock up on propane because it stores indefinitely. Stock up on diesel fuel because it'll store for 10-plus years. You want to add an antimicrobial like Pry-D to it to make it store better. But fuel storage is crucial, especially for people who live up in the northern states. If you don't have 3 or 4 cords of firewood stacked up, you're behind the power curve. You really need to.
Yeah, good old-fashioned wood is the way to go. And if everything starts crumbling, it's going to be hard to get the wood. So you need to get it now.
Yeah, and people need to think ahead in terms of having gasoline for their chainsaws and spare chains and gas stabilizer, and especially two-stroke oil for mixing chainsaw gas.
People will get this.
That's going to be like gold.
Absolutely. People that are obsessed with guns get obsessed about other things that you need to survive.
People should be just as obsessed about communications equipment, about first aid gear, about fuel storage, about gardening. They need to have that same level of interest, because if you're only fixated on guns, you don't have a complete set of preparations. In fact, you're setting yourself up to be part of the problem, because if the only tool you have is a hammer, every problem looks like a nail. Okay, and if you only have guns, you're going to end up being part of the problem. You're going to end up preying on your neighbors if you can't garden for your own food or raise your own livestock.
Yeah, that's really a terrible thing. It's what the studies that I know the U.S. Army's done them and other government groups have done them. What is it? Within 7 days, most people without food become total criminals. Within 10 days, they start becoming just rampaging killers. And within 15, what is it, like 98% become cannibals?
It could come down to that, yes. That's one of the things I describe in my novel.
Yeah, and then, of course, films like The Road.
Unfortunately, if you really want to see human nature, The Road did a really good job of showing it at its real core. Because, you know, I'm a Christian, and I'm going to do my very best to act in a Christian manner and be charitable to others. But when you come right down to it, if you peel back all the layers of civilization, what's underneath is what you saw in The Road. It's not very pretty underneath.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't kill people for myself, but I probably would for my children, I'll be honest. I mean, I might start roasting people. I'm being sarcastic, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Totally jam-packed final 30 minutes here in the next segment. Mike Adams pops in for about 10 minutes, then I'm going to premiere the footage they shot of the police, tell them they couldn't go in the building there in Roswell, Georgia, and some other incredible news. So much of it we never even get to on the air. It's all at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. In fact, the featured news is coming in so fast, I'm going to add a link saying top stories at the top of the site so that all the articles we're writing and the research goes there, so people start clicking on that. Another thing is Infowars.com/feed. That's the RSS feed. That gets a lot of stuff that rolls off. We just got to re-engineer the site because there's so much information up there. And so many times an incredible article just goes away. Mr. Rawls, we were talking during the break, and you were discussing the IRA versus an American resistance, and the difference is firearms. Briefly, tell folks about that.
Sure. As I mentioned, in the peace process in Northern Ireland a few years back, it all came down to just a few hundred guns when they were trying to decommission the IRA units. And we're talking 200 or 300 guns was all that it took to hold up the peace process. Here, by contrast, in the United States, we have millions of guns. In fact, more than a million are being sold every month in the United States, going into private hands.
I've seen numbers of over 5 million guns sold
per month. It's a huge, huge number of guns. It's absolutely impossible to disarm the American people. And any globalist who has some fantasy of disarming the American people is absolutely deluded. It's never going to happen. Even if 95% or 98% of our population foolishly turned in their guns, there still would be more than enough guns to engage in a war of resistance here in the United States. So So,
well, let's say there's 200.
That's not my concern.
Let's say there's 200 million new guns. I mean, the last 20 years or so, but really, it's more like 400 million. They estimate good working guns out there.
Right.
And let's say there's 160 million gun owners. It's growing. Let's say 1% decides to fight. We're talking about, what is that, 1,600,000 people?
Yeah, that's four times the size of our military. I mean, the numbers would be totally lopsided. And for a guerrilla warfare situation, you don't even have to fight at a one-to-one ratio. So there's absolutely no way that, and I describe this in my novel Patriots and in its sequel Survivors, there's no way that the American people could ever be disarmed. And even if there is an attempt to disarm them, they'll
I was about to say
a war that can't be won. It'll be a guerrilla war that there's only one logical conclusion, one inevitable conclusion, that is that our constitutional republic will be restored.
Well, the enemy's using psyops instead, but that's not working anymore. Congress has a 9% approval rating, and I don't ever want it to go to this, but let's say they arrest Alex Jones, disappear me. You know it's a hardcore tyranny. All this just continues. They start trying to come and pick people up. If you've got 1%, and it's going to be way more than that, I think it'll probably be 10% of gun owners that at some point will resist. But if 1%, 1,600,000, went out and simply went after one bad guy, and then never were seen again. You know, boom, talking about Mark Corney Hughes is the moose hunting license. You have to get in a lottery just to maybe get the moose hunting license. It's not like, my point is they always say, oh, the military, all these weapons. Most of the military I talk to are awakened on our side more than the general public. And so this idea of, oh, we can't fight the government if it comes to that. I don't want that because the globalists will sit offshore and, you know, let the civil war drag on. I would rather, with the truth, psyop them and get them to join reality. But if the system goes to some Soviet Russia type deal, this is not going to be like the NKVD and nobody would stand up to them. And Alexander Solzhenitsyn bemoan that.
Yes, we have a different situation here in the States. Again, if a guerrilla war situation ever develops, God help anyone who tries to enforce tyranny on the United States. It won't last long.
Yeah, the system's set up all the tyranny now. They're just not fully implementing. They're kind of like waiting at the edge of a cliff.
Yeah, the bureaucratic approach, the incremental approach, seems to have been working for them. But if they try to implement anything in a hurry, there'll be a huge backlash.
But that's the issue. Even the incremental at a certain point hits a flashpoint, and it's coming to that.
I think we are approaching it, yes. Well, I'll be praying for all your listeners, Alex, that they put themselves in the right place at the right time with the right people.
Yeah, we didn't even get to many of the calls. Promise us in the next month or so you'll come back and just take calls.
Okay. I'll be happy to.
Let me say bye to you during the break. Folks, get his book at InfoWars.com or at bookstores everywhere. Survivors, a novel of the coming collapse. Great to give this to friends and family to get them thinking. Available at InfoWars.com or SurvivalBlog.com. We'll be right back with Mike Adams and more.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we are here. Back weeknights, of course, with InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock every evening. I'm going to have some special reports tonight, and Aaron Dykes is also going to be on the show, and we have some of the Oklahoma City investigators there with April 19th coming up, the date of the United Nations globalist bombing, so they could demonize the American people. Just a brief interview now, breaking news at naturalnews.com. It's also one of the top stories at InfoWars.com. And that is Michigan government unleashes armed raids on small pig farmers, forces farmer to shoot all his own pigs, saying they're an invasive species. And they wrote it where they said black hair, brown hair, red hair, or any other trait they say could be connected to being feral, they kill them. Well, all pigs, if they get out over time, grow longer hair and tusk. It's all the same thing. And this is a new way to shut down small farms and ranches. And the UN said they'll do this. They're going to start. They're saying dogs and cats are invasive. So without warrants, they did this. It's amazing. Joining us from his evil farm is Mike Adams, the health ranger. Mike, we were conspiracy theorists saying the law read they were going to send armed people out without warrants and kill pigs and arrest people. But it's now beginning. Instead of stopping the feral pigs that have been out there for 100 years, they're saying pigs in pens are bad. Government uses any crisis for a power grab. Mike Adams.
Yeah, 1 week ago, Alex, we had Mark Baker on your show. He was one of the featured guests, and he described what was happening there in Michigan. And I remember seeing some of the comments. People said, oh, this can't be true. It's a conspiracy theory. Well, as it has happened in the last couple of days, just over the weekend, the DNR, that's the Department of Natural Resources in Michigan, has conducted two armed raids. Now, they left alone Mark Baker because he was willing to speak out and because he said, I'll be waiting for you. And he was waiting for them. So they selectively targeted the weak and the helpless. In this case, senior citizen farmers, a man who's about 65 years old. They targeted his farm. And he has a worker who's 75 years old who they interrogated. They brought in six vehicles, 10 men with guns to conduct this raid. And in anticipation of that raid happening, one of these farmers had to go through the heart-wrenching activity of putting a bullet through the heads of his own pigs in order to avoid being arrested as a felon before the DNR arrived. So what we have now, Alex, let me give you the names and the facts of this case. In Kalkaska County, one raid conducted at Fife Lake is the town name. The rancher there is Dave Tuxbury. Another raid in Sheboygan County at Renegade Ranch. Ron McKendrick was the victim farmer targeted there by the DNR. He is going to appear in court this Friday. There's a hearing in Sheboygan County. And all those listening who can attend and help support this are invited to come there at 9 a.m. There's going to be a court hearing. And he's going to present a legal strategy to try to fight back against this total outrageous tyranny, something that I'm calling domestic terrorism by Michigan government thugs. These people need to be arrested, Alex. That's what's happening in Michigan today.
That's right. And that's what they said in the law. They said felony charges, arrest, huge fines, and we'll come home without warrants and kill them. So instead, they just said, we're going to be nice. Kill your pigs and we won't arrest you. And again, I read the law on air weeks ago. It said any characteristic that we say, even if it's not recognized as, quote, being feral. And they say black spots, brown hair, red hair. I mean, there are hundreds of breeds of pig that look like that. You see them. I took my kids to the livestock show. There were pigs with black hair, pigs with red hair. And of course, these wild pigs get out breed. But it's not the people who have pigs that they say might have characteristics of a feral hog that are causing the problem. Sorry. I mean, this is so amazing how there is a feral hog problem across the country. But instead of saying, hey, folks, you see feral hogs, kill them, having a public service announcement, instead they just say it makes you a crime. You know, they can't find enough folks to bust for illegal drugs the government ships in. So now it's your invasive pig or it's your animal ID, your premises ID. But remember, Mike, we were wrong to warn of this, but now it's happening.
It's absolutely happening. Remember, a feral pig is merely a pig outside the fence. So these pigs were inside the fence. They were domesticated. They were livestock. They've been raised year after year for a long time. So now we have the state of Michigan criminalizing livestock. They are a gang of unindicted criminals running loose with guns across the state of Michigan, forcing farmers to murder their own livestock. And there's no indication that they're only going to stop with pigs. They could do this with birds, with chickens, with certain types of cows, with goats. They could just add to their list and go around murdering, just slaughtering animals all across the state.
Let me explain this to people who don't understand farming. The beautiful Texas Longhorn is really a 3,000-year-old, they think it goes back even before the Romans, but at least 2,000-year-old Roman breed of cow, bovine, that was then brought into Spain by the Romans. The Spanish then, 500 years ago, just like horses, brought them in. They went wild like Mustang horses that are identical to, you know, regular breed of horses. You can capture them, domesticate them, breed them, make great workhorses, some of the best. Range horses for riding fence. That is called an invasive species because it's a feral cow. They're actually pretty well behaved and a good breed to have, very handsome as well. The point is, and they can live on scrub brush, a very hardy cow. It's a Spanish cow, but it even goes back to the Romans, like the bull mastiff dog. They take pigs that were domesticated, they get out, they're wild, and now they're saying, if your pigs look like what wild pigs look like, we're going to kill them. And then the guy who goes on your show, my show, when you were sitting in, they raid him, they picked him as an example. That's the breaking news here, Mike.
No, correction there. They avoided him. They raided other farmers who they saw as more vulnerable who weren't speaking out.
I was confused then. I thought you were saying it was the same guy. The guy warning about it.
Right. I may have misspoke. Mark Baker at bakersgreenacres.com, he was left alone because he said, we're waiting for you. And he went public and he filmed a video with his family and the farm and everything. So the DNR wouldn't touch him. Instead, they went after other friends in the industry who are also raising pigs who they saw as defenseless. So another legal tactic that they used, Alex, is the state DNR officials could not get a warrant in the counties where the farms existed. So they got warrants in other counties and then used that as an unconstitutional justification to come in and trespass on their property to violate their Fourth Amendment rights and then force them to make sure that they'd slaughtered their own pigs in order to avoid being arrested as felons. This is outrageous, Alex. This is the end of basic fundamental farming freedom in Michigan. We've got to stand up to this, and that's why I've called for the public arrest of these DNR officials. We've got to have a citizen's posse out there arresting these tyrants.
Well, bottom line, now, we've got our East Texas property. We lease it out for some deer hunting, and in my dad's entire life, he's never seen federally funded task forces of game wardens spilling onto our property and being very bossy. And now you're taking a deer in to get it processed. State police pull you over, scream at you like you're a criminal, even though you've got the tags and everything. They're looking for people to throw in prison. We've got the biggest prison population out there. So now they're going to say that all these small pig farms are invasive. And they say any pig we want, we can say has characteristics. It says they can say whatever they want. And who's funding this? Big Agro wants the small chicken producers shut down on record. They're financing that. They want small beef production shut down. I was just talking about it with our guest earlier, how they're saying people can't do veterinary work on their own animals now, which is standard for those that don't know. It's all Agenda 21, and that's what's happening here. They say in Agenda 21, all farm animals are invasive, and they want to abolish the practice of eating meat and are brainwashing school children right now. It's all happening. It's part of the takeover. They've done it in Europe in many areas.
We have got to resist this legally and lawfully, Alex, in great contrast to the new Black Panthers who were calling for shooting Whitey and so on. What we are calling for, at least what I'm calling for, is the legal, lawful, armed citizens' arrest of these renegade government tyrants who are slaughtering the livestock of farmers who are operating under complete compliance with USDA regulations and even existing Michigan regulations for farming. They're not doing anything illegal. You'd think they were running drugs or cooking meth or something by the way they're raided at gunpoint, but no, they're just raising livestock. Alex, it's insane. If we don't stop Michigan now, what else are they going to come up with? Where does this end?
Mike, we're going to have to get an update from you tomorrow here on the radio, maybe even the nightly news tonight. This is just incredible. But again, people said, oh, you're misinterpreting that. That's not going to happen. They'll never have the IRS checkpoints and not let you travel if you hadn't paid the, quote, tax. Now it's passed the Senate in the House. They'd never secretly arrest Americans and kill us, now law. They'd never spawn us without warrants, now law. I mean, there is no doubt that they have sent out swarms of agents to eat out our substance. Mike Adams, thank you for breaking this information.
Thank you, Alex. Great to join you today, and a great guest you had on earlier with James Wesley Rawls. Awesome guy.
Thank you. Well, so many great people out there fighting this tyranny. We're going to do it together. Okay, I want to go to this report. People kept saying, show us the video of the police saying you can't film in Georgia, there in the town where the man had the chickens and the Agenda 21 zoning said it was going to be a green space. He kept beating them in court. They said he couldn't have chickens, so his chickens all got poisoned, and then suddenly his house blew up. We went to Roswell, Georgia, Darren McBreen and Marcos Morales, our reporters, to investigate this, and the police pull up in front of the big old city hall building and get in their face and tell them they can't go inside. And then they watch other people go inside and take photos and stuff. So here is part of that report with Darren McBreen and Marcos Morales from Georgia. The proof that the police did this like it was North Korea. Here it is.
Cam, you could record me, right?
I'm not recording you.
Okay.
I have no reason to record you.
All right. So in order to talk to them, do we have to write something first? Or I don't understand. We're with KLBJ Free Speech Systems in Austin, Texas.
Give me a card. Show me your credentials, and I'll run it up the pole for you.
522
Sierra 2. Go ahead. Got 254s here. Claim they're with the news media. Reluctant to show me any ID.
No, not reluctant. He's going to get it. Not resistant.
Okay. I said reluctant.
Not reluctant.
I said reluctant.
And I said reluctant, and I'm correcting the situation.
No, you're not correcting me, sir. I'm correcting you.
I'm correcting the situation.
Turn the camera off, okay?
I have no legal obligation to do so. I'm documenting this case in particular, public servants in public, performing a public service.
Okay.
Watch him over there.
You're the one carrying the camera.
I'm just the cameraman.
Just need to see your ID, sir.
My identification?
Yes.
On what basis? I'm not infringing on any private property.
You bring a camera onto the property. You do not know who you are. I need your ID, please.
On what basis, though? Sir, if you need my press pass to show that we're press, this guy is the press, and I'm the cameraman.
You'll stand in front of the Jeep, please.
Okay.
I want to be over here where I can talk to you.
All right. 1, 2, 3.
Three cop cars.
Compliant on public property.
There's nobody in there in City Hall. And I said, well, and he said, but there's, you know, there's a spokesperson, Marcos, that you talked to.
Yeah,
so I said, well, let me go talk to her, and I'll just ask her a few questions. Mm-hmm. And then this gentleman.
Yeah, he just went up to talk with Julie Bregbill.
I told you to quit filming me.
Yes, sir, but you're a public servant on public property in a public place.
And we are media. How are you doing this?
Good, how are you doing?
We're not trying to be resistant. We're not trying to be...
I understand.
We're just doing our job that we've been sent out here to do.
Me ID as well as he did.
No, sir. No, sir. You asked for a press pass.
I had to come back and get it. You asked me for a press pass, not ID.
And we aren't breaking any laws. So
I didn't say you were breaking laws. I said we have policies.
You said it was
regarding cameras. Yeah, we don't allow it without a permit. I don't know that you were with the press. I told him to turn his camera off.
But the credentials are there.
A permit for a camera in America.
Here's what I can tell you to do. Okay. What I would do is contact you with Brett Bill.
And that's the person he talked to?
I have no idea who you talked to.
Yes, the
man, I just tried to walk in the seat. Oh, I didn't know it'd be create such a fuss.
Brunette lady, short hair.
Yeah.
That's why we're here. We're here to figure all these facts out.
Well, if you would have said that to begin with, then I could have referred you to the right place. But I believe you talked with Julie and she sent you away.
She didn't send me away. She didn't tell me to leave. She didn't express any interest in me not
you. Did you not ask her if the city council was here?
That's exactly
what. And what did she say?
She said they're
part time.
They're not here. So I said, okay, let me go out. And I didn't tell her where I was going. She didn't tell me to leave. In my head, I decided I'm going to go out and confer with my reporter to figure out the next move. Okay. And in doing so, we decided we should go back in there and ask her if she wouldn't mind us shooting some footage.
You know, another thing I'm curious about, like you said, we had to be authorized media, but why wouldn't a person with a video camera, like I'm from Austin, Texas, we have a huge city hall, and we could walk in with cameras and just, hey, how you doing, sir, and talk to people up the stairs inside the building. So imagine our surprise when we're just blocked right away. What are you doing with those cameras? It's just kind of odd to me. Yeah, but
Can't answer that, sir.
Okay.
And I'll be honest with you.
All right. Are we allowed to videotape the building, for example, for like a B-roll or something? I mean, is this privately owned property?
Yeah, and I would check with Julie. Yeah, in Georgia, really, there's no publicly owned property. Everybody owns something, mm-hmm. As far as property. But I don't care what you know.
Okay. Asking permission.
That's up to him.
If he can video, it's up to him. You can videotape the city hall. So I mean,
he's more familiar with what that.
These guys need to move to North Korea, man.
Sure.
And if he tells you, he asks you not to, then
okay. So you wouldn't be comfortable with videotaping the building.
I'm not comfortable with you videotaping the building. And in Georgia, there's really no public property, boy. This is where Boss Hogg's from and Roscoe Pico Train. We're just here to investigate the guy that had chickens and his house blew up. And it says the UN Agenda 21 was taking it for Green Zone right here in the city council. We like to go in the city council and talk to people. No, sir, you're not going to do that, boy. Back it up to where he was saying that. Well, we're running out of time. Well, I'm going to air this again tonight on the Nightly News, okay? We're going to come back, and we'll play the end of this and the rest of it. And then they tell him, you can't go in the building. And Marcos is so polite. You know, he went in there, and he's like, is it this big building or that one, city council? He's like, who are you? He's like, oh, I'm just with the press here to cover. She goes, okay, well, no, it's that building right there, which, by the way, he was in the right one. And he comes back out, goes, come on, Darren. All of a sudden, three cop cars zoom up. What'd you do? Turn that camera off. What do you think? This is America? We don't allow cameras in North Korea. Hey, do you mind if we videotape just the front of the building? I don't know if I'm comfortable with that. I mean, this is... I shouldn't be laughing. I should be crying. This country's in deep trouble. Oh, boy. By the way, the Dukes of Hazzard is based in Georgia. We don't allow no cameras around here, boy. Get your chicken man dead. Now get out of town. I mean, I shouldn't laugh about it. And by the way, they didn't have their cameras rolling at first because they had to get them on. Three cop cars zoom up. They jump out. Talk about the wicked fleeth when none pursue. And again, this is the new America. And my wife went to church, and it was like, worship the police. Do whatever they say. I'm not doing what they say if it's illegal. We all know the police in North Korea are bad. We don't want our police to turn into that. And when you let them act like this, they do. Let's finish up this part of the clip. Go ahead.
Honestly.
All right. Are we allowed to videotape the building, for example, for like a B-roll or something? I mean, is this privately owned property?
Yeah, and I would check with Julie. Yeah, in Georgia, really, there's no publicly owned property. Everybody owns something, mm-hmm. As far as property. But I don't care what you know.
Okay, just from the outside.
That's up to him. He's a city hall officer. So it's his, he's more familiar with what they allow at City Hall than I am.
Sure.
And, if he tells you, he asks you not to, then...
Okay, so you wouldn't be comfortable with us videotaping the building?
I would like for you to talk with Julie Brentville, okay, we'll and if her. She says fine, I'm fine with it. I'm
just carrying
out my duty.
See, in North Korea and in that area of Georgia, and I guess in Nazi Germany as well, or Pol Pot's Cambodia, it's what they allow. I allow you to suck on my boots. I allow... That she ain't giving her kid the vaccines? CPS them. We don't need no laws. We don't need no stinking law around here. We can do whatever we want. Ain't that right, Enos? Yeah, that's right, boss. That's right. You show them. America's land of the slave. Let's watch a little bit more. They've got a bunch more. We'll have to have more tonight. I'm actually going in my real accent now. We have to play more of this coming up tonight on the TV show, 7 o'clock. Go back to the video there, boys.
Peace. Here at City Hall.
You guys get much excitement in this small town?
Is that off now? Turn it off.
No, it's not off.
Yeah, we're up at Chicken Man's house. Well, go. Yep. Cool. You have any questions? Feel free to answer. I'll be glad to.
Were you called in on that at all? Or the Chicken Man? That's a tragic story.
Yes. I says, but they're off days, so neither one of us are here.
Unfortunately, off that day, so.
Oh, unfortunately, we were off the day his house blew up. Not a big deal, though. New world order. Get used to it. You don't tape the city hall in this area of Georgia. Get out of here, boy. All right, we've got even worse stuff coming up tonight, 7 o'clock. But we're going to take you out here in just a moment with the Roswell, Georgia theme song now. But where are the Dukes of Hazzard? Well, they didn't get born. They were miscarriages. Mama took the vaccines. Well, one of them did, but he's unable to talk. So I guess, you know, that's what the system has done to us, and I'm tired of it. Oh, we got American flags, but we don't have any freedom. You know what? You can keep the American flag if you want. I want the freedom. I love the flag because it symbolizes freedom. Now it symbolizes tyranny and corruption in this nanny state that is destroying our republic. We're going into an engineered collapse, Agenda 21, and it's time to wake up and realize that. And it's time to spread the word and say no to tyranny. You are the Paul Revere's. White, black, Hispanic, old, young, Asian, Christian, Muslim, Jewish, agnostic, whatever your view of the world is, you better start defending liberty. I take you out here with their theme song for this hour. Here we go. Just some good old boys trying to steal your property, trying to steal your First Amendment.
Never meaning no harm.
Just gonna arrest you, boy. You don't stop taping me.
Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law.
Except now they're the officers, Boss Hog World.
Straightening the curves.
Oh, yeah.
Flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way.
Infowars.com.